各位早晨，好多谢蔡牧师请我今日能够嚟呢度讲道。我话俾你听，唔系讲故仔噶嘛。我好少能够嚟讲道，因为好忙啊。咁但系咧，好想多啲啦，迟啲。我咧就因为冇讲到咁耐，要用英文啦。多谢啊 ，Raymond。我記得嗰陣時，我講到喺廣東話嘅咧，就成日禮拜六咧就聽聽咗百幾次。Wendy 幫我trans 翻譯咗嘅，但係咧今日好歡迎能夠喺呢度啦。So I thank you for allowing me to preach here, and I want to share with you one of my favorite passages.
再次係多謝各位係俾我有機會喺今日有同大家有正道嘅時候。今日我所講嘅經文係我其中一個最中嘅經文之一。
Joshua chapter 1 is a passage that especially young people, but all of us older people, can really enjoy.
唔單止係約書亞記，係唔單止係年青人，亦都係一啲年長嘅弟兄姊妹都係非常去欣賞呢個嘅經，去即係經文嘅。
So many years ago, you know the famous artist, painter Michelangelo.
大家都知道一個好即係好出名嘅一個畫家叫 Michelangelo。
Michelangelo was the famous painter who painted the Sistine Chapel, right?
我哋都係知道佢喺個好多嘅大教堂裏面都係個畫畫。
And when he had all these protege, you know, these students of his, one of them came to him one day with a painting.
有一次佢嘅門生嚟到係拎住一幅畫去到佢嘅面前。
And he, it was a real nice painting. He showed, you know, his master, what do you think?
咁佢同佢老師講啦，阿老師，你覺得我呢幅畫點樣咧？
And Michelangelo took a brush, he dipped it in a paint can.
咁呢個 Michelangelo 就用一個嘅畫筆去點落去佢嘅油彩。
And the story went that he just put a big X on the painting and wrote down the word larger.
之後佢就用個畫筆打個大嘅交叉，要寫住畫大啲。
I think sometimes that's how we treat our lives. I don't know if you know what a big life God has in mind for you. I know a lot of times we think about other lives. You know, you see the people there, your heroes, the people, celebrities, their lives are so big.
我哋睇到係其他人嘅生命，譬如一啲嘅明星，又或者係出名嘅人，睇到佢哋嘅生命係何等嘅偉大。
And even in the Christian community, you think, oh yeah, that's such a spiritual person. That person can do so much, but not me.
喺呢個基督徒嘅圈子裏面，能夠睇到其他嘅人都話啊，呢個嘅生命真係非常嘅美好。
I want you to think otherwise.
我想大家去諗另外一方面。
Because God made each one of us. The Bible talks about it long before we were formed in the womb. He knew us.
當神喺創造我哋之先，已經知道我哋嘅計劃。
And God has a big plan for your life.
神係一個好偉大嘅計劃喺你嘅生命入面。
Now let me tell you, there's a lot of people whose lives are big that we don't know about.
好多人都係講到佢哋有其他人嘅生命都係非常嘅偉大，但係我哋係。
Sometimes I think, you know, you think in heaven it's going to be all these celebrity pastors that's going to be big name that God will praise.
大家去幻想下，究竟係將來喺天堂見到一啲好偉大嘅講道者。
In fact, if you know what's happening today in our Christian community, these celebrity pastors and these mega churches are some of the biggest problem causing the Christian community.
很多時候見到一啲咁偉大嘅講道者，有時候佢哋會喺佢哋嘅教會裏面係創造唔少嘅麻煩。
Pastors that are writing all these books, being famous here and there, and yet at the same time, their ethics and their biblical understanding has been very limited.
很多時候佢哋會寫好多嘅著作，但係佢哋背後嘅神學嘅理論其實係好唔好嘅。
Well, you can name some pastors, someone in Houston, someone in New York, different ones. They will never, never, never be interviewed and call things sin.
很多時候我們講到一些的講道者，譬如在 Houston 或者是紐約，很多時候他們是不會觸及這個的罪，這個的話題的。
Because the moment they call something sin, suddenly the congregation would diminish.
很多時候如果他們講到罪的話，他們的會眾的人數就會減少。
And they want to make sure that their congregations are big, their fame is big, and they remain very popular.
因為他們的會眾是出名的，就是人數多，他們都是非常的，是很踴躍的，所以他們希望能夠維持這樣的狀
況。But I want to tell you that these are not the people with big lives.
這些人就不是在他們的生命上有一個很偉大的計劃。
There are so many lives that no one knows about that are so big and so impacting.
很多的人的生命我們都是不認識，但他們的生命是非常的偉大。
Because you need to know that when you allow God to take your life,
但當你去容許神去控制你嘅生命嘅時
候， and when you surrender to the lordship of Jesus Christ，
當你嘅生命係去真係交俾主耶穌基督嘅時候，
He can and He will take your life and use it in amazing ways。
佢都能夠，亦都係將會用你嘅生命去做係好偉大嘅事。
It doesn't matter whether you think you're nothing or not。
又或者你覺得自己係非常嘅渺小。
It doesn't matter how old or young you are。
無論你係諗到自己幾年輕或者幾年老。
A life in the hand of God is amazing。
但係喺呢個生命喺神嘅手上面係非常嘅美好。
I mean, I can go on and on in the history books and tell you some of them。
牧師可以用好多嘅時間喺歷史書上面講到好多。
And sometimes they would never intend to be, but it is。
但好多時候佢哋唔係去定義去咁樣做，但係佢哋真係做咗偉大嘅事。
You remember a young lady named Corrie Ten Boom? Corrie Ten Boom。
我哋記唔記得呢個年輕嘅女仔叫 Corrie Ten
Boom？Corrie Ten Boom. She went into the Holocaust. You remember that. You read these books about her, right? A woman that was in a prison camp. And as a result, ends up impacting millions of people. You remember a big name called Jim Elliot, right? Well, Jim Elliot was not a big name when he died.
Jim Elliot 喺佢死嘅時候，佢嘅名字唔係咁響響當。
As a result, he impacted hundreds of millions of people.
但係因為佢嘅生命影響咗成千上萬嘅人。
And I guarantee you, there's so many people in heaven even today that you know nothing about, but has touched the lives of so many.
又或者可以諗到係將來喺天堂嘅時候，好多嘅人亦都係唔認識，但係佢哋嘅生命都係接觸咗好多唔同嘅人。
The reason is because God has in mind wonderful things for your life.
因為神喺佢嘅思想入面，都係喺你嘅生命嘅裏面有一個美好嘅計劃。
God has a plan for it。
神喺你嘅生命裏面係有個。
So today I want to share with you Joshua chapter 1。
我哋想同各位分享約書亞嘅第一章。
You know, when Joshua was young, he didn't think that he was going to be the leader of Israel。
當約書亞年輕嘅時候，佢冇諗過自己會成為以色列嘅。
In fact, when he was young, he went into the land of the Jordan and as a spy. You remember that?
我哋好多時候佢哋係好似你大家記得佢年輕嘅時候係去約旦地做一個探子。
He wasn't a great general or anything like that.
佢唔係好似一個將軍一樣。
And then the first time they went, it didn't work out. 40 years later, he's 40 years old now. Now he comes back, and now God said, "You are my leader."
佢四十年前去嘅時候係唔四十年後牧師即係呢個神就係話你要帶領呢班人去入呢個地方。
But even as leader.Joshua doesn't know what's going to happen.
但作為一個領袖，約書亞都唔知道將來會發生咩事
情。He's leading a group of just travelers into a land to conquer it.
好似係去帶領一班去旅遊嘅人去攻擊一班嘅人。
For all he knew, in the first battle, he will be killed and he'll be gone.
佢可能會諗到第一次戰役嘅時候，佢可能就會被殺。
But God had a plan for him.
但神喺佢生命裏面有個計劃。
And the first thing is God makes these claims.
之後我哋講到神有啲嘅主意或者係宣告。
He says no one will be able to stand up against you。
佢講到必無一人能夠喺你面前站立得住。
And Joshua is probably thinking, really?
咁約書亞就會諗係咪真係可能咧
？That's never happened to me before。
係完全未發生過嘅喎。
A lot of people come against me. I'm not that strong。
有好多人係同我敵對，即係我都唔係好強壯。
I want you to understand something。
我希望大家能夠明白一點。
You know, in the Word of God, God has made a lot of claims and a lot of promises to you.
神喺當中講到好多嘅宣告，有好多嘅計劃。
And so many times, we just don't believe the promises.
好多時候我哋都係唔相信神俾我哋嘅應
許。When God says to you that He's going to give you peace, He's going to give you peace.
當神係同你講佢會俾到平安你嘅時候，你就會
有呢個平安。And when God says to you that He's going to be with you, He's going to be with you.
神講到佢話佢會與你同在，佢就會與你同在。
I remember a story of a friend of mine who's pretty old now. He's a Southern Baptist pastor, very big name.
係牧師有一個係南浸水會嘅牧師嘅朋友。
He was telling a story when, because he's that old, he went through World War II.
佢係一個比較年長嘅牧師，佢係經過咗第二次嘅世界大戰。
When he went through World War II, he was just a little child. He was about 6 or 7 years old.
佢係二次大戰嘅時候，佢只有六歲七歲。
And some of you that are old enough, you remember during World War II in America, you can't get metal, right? You can't get metal because they took all your metal to make bullets and tanks and all.
好多時候，大家如果係年長嘅話，你會記得喺嗰段嘅時候，佢會將你所有嘅鐵嘅物件去攞走，因為要做，
and so,
係即係做子彈。
So even little boys, they cannot get toys. I mean, it's not like today you got iPads and all kind, nothing. You couldn't get any toys because there's no metal or no plastic to be used.
所以嗰陣時候係用咗所有嘅物資去做一啲嘅槍械或者係子彈，所以嗰陣時候嘅小朋友係冇任何。
And my friend Hayden, his name is Hayden Center, he said, you know, when I was little, I always wanted a little car just to play with. I want a little boy, he wanted to play with a little car.
他的朋友 Hayden 就說, 當他在小時候, 他最渴望的就是,
and his father always knew he wanted a little car just to play with.
他的爸爸都是很知道他的兒子想有一個玩具車。
And finally, one day, his father came back with a little bag.
有一天他爸爸回來拿了一個小袋,
no, it's not from Amazon, just a little bag.
不是在Amazon買的,或者一個小袋子。
And he brought it to Hayden, this is for you.
他就跟Hayden說, 啊, 這個是給你的。
And he opened it up, he saw a little tiny toy truck.
他打開一個袋子,是一個小小的貨車。
He was so excited, he just started playing with it.
他是很開心,立刻拿起來玩。
And he kept playing with it, every day he played with it.
他每天都拿起貨車來玩。
One day he was outside the house, he was just in his yard playing with it. A few boys from the neighborhood came by and just pushed him aside and took his truck and said, we're going to take this. And he was really upset. This is his only toy. So he went home. I mean, he went into his house and cried, of course, you know. That night, his father came back home and found out what it was. And he said, come, Hayden. So he held his son's hand and he walked to the place where those boys were. And the father said nothing. Just went up to them. And Hayden, holding his hand, said, I want my truck back now. And the boy is just like, okay,
好了,
that's it. And he took his truck back. You got the point there, right? They stole his truck, but when his father was with him, holding his hand, they gave it back. You see, as God's people, you need to understand who we are.
作為神的子民, 大家要知道究竟我們是什麼人。
We are children of the living God.
我是一個永生神的兒女。
And when the Lord says, I will be with you, he means that.
當我們的主說, 我們會與你同在, 祂真的這樣說的。
In fact, in this passage, it is so good, so important, when God said to Joshua,
因為這段經文是美好, 也非常重要, 因為神這樣說,
wherever you go, the Lord your God will be with you.
祂說, 無論你往哪裡去,
See, these are the claims of God. God wants us to understand it. This is His Word. And let me tell you something. As a pastor that's been 39 years preaching the Word of God is true.
作為一個講道了39年的牧者，我想同大家講，神嘅話語係信實。
I know today the people in this world, they don't want the Word to be true.
很多時候大家都想,現今的人都會想到,很多時候說話都是不信實的。
But the word of God is true, and when God says it, you can count on it.
但是神的說話是信實的,我們可以去依賴祂。
So God told Joshua, you know, you're going to go into a place where it's so dangerous, so unknown, you know nothing about this place, but wherever you go, I'm going to give you that land.
他會跟約書亞說, 雖然你會去一個地方是非常危險,你自己都不認識, 但我一定會與你同在。
I don't know where you are today.
我不知道大家的境況現在是怎樣。
Barbara's been focusing on campaign. You can see it outside. What have we prayed?
很多時候,司母都是在這個時候會說,我們怎樣去學習,怎樣去祈禱。
And by the way, if you haven't gotten your wristband out there, it's for free, you can get it. What have you prayed? Just pick one up, put it on your wrist.
如果大家還未拿到一個手串的時候,我是鼓勵大家可以去拿一個。
And when you see it, you know, you're reminded to pray.
當你見到這個手串的時候,就會去提醒各位去祈禱。
This month, Barbara is focused on what do we pray for people who are suffering.
這個月的司母是重點教導我們怎樣去一些受苦難的人怎樣為他們祈禱。
Well, let me tell you, as a pastor anywhere, but particularly in CBC,
作為一個牧師, 作為這個教會的牧者,
we do a lot of things as pastors. We preach, we counsel, we do all kinds of stuff, you know, ministration, and sometimes throw out the garbage too.
我們會做很多一些事情, 譬如說講道, 行政, 又或者是雜七雜八的事情。
But one thing we do,
但有一件事我們是會做的,
we minister to people who are hurting.
我們是去為一些受傷的人去,
I want to tell you today, right here in CBC, we have a number of families that are really hurting.
就好像今天所講, 我們在教會裡面都有幾個家庭是, 即是有受很多的苦楚的。
You know, and God wants us to minister to them.
And when we
pray, when we pray, we minister to those who are suffering. Now, some of you may be in those situations. Sometimes when you're suffering, it's so hard to see God, you know? It's so hard to see the promises of God. If God is real and He's true and He's promised these things, how come it doesn't happen to me?
I want
to tell you right now, this morning, Barbara got an email, got a communication from one of her relatives. In fact, one of our nieces, she's only probably maybe 28 years old, 26 years old.
是師母的一個侄女, 大概28歲左右。
She was found dead this morning.
她今早是被人發現她已經死了。
She's a young mother, and she's in her car, and she died.
她在車裡面被人發現。
Now, we don't know why. We're probably thinking it's not a good thing in any way whatsoever, why, how she died. But that happened. Now, what do you do? How do you deal with that situation? So her family is suffering. So you say, why? God, where are you? You make these claims. You make these promises to me. What happened?
神你究竟在哪裡呢? 你給這麼多影響我們, 究竟你現在在哪裡呢?
Now, these things are hard to answer.
這些事, 這個問題很難去回答的。
But I want to tell you this, the promise, the claims of God in the Word of God is true, and it's true 100%.
我們講到神的宣告, 神的主義, 它是100%, 是真的是會影響的。
Sometimes it just takes some time to know it. I can look back 10 years ago and things that happened with different people, and I can tell you, you know what? God was there, we just didn't know, we couldn't see His hand at the time. In fact, some things that we pray for, and God didn't seem to answer that way, and later on we find, oh, thank you, Lord, that you didn't answer that way.
很多時候當我們去為這些事情去祈禱一段很長的時間，好像見不到結果，但當今天去回轉的時候，看到神，很感謝你。
Now, every situation in our lives are different.
很多時候我們的生命的情況都是不同的。
But I want to guarantee you this, that God's promises to you are real and true.
可以向大家保證神給我們的信實是真實的。
And so Joshua had that as he entered the promised land.
所以約書亞有這個的應許，當他入到應許之地的時候。
But he goes on, he talks not only about his promises and claims, but also about the commands.
不單止講到約書亞這個神俾佢嘅應許，亦都係講到神俾佢嘅命令。
It was very important that Joshua follow God's command.
係好重要嘅，係約書亞要去跟住神嘅命令去做。
You know, today in the English congregation, I preached on probably the two most important verses in the whole Bible.
今日牧師喺英文堂講到嘅時候，係講過兩點喺聖經上面好重要嘅事情。
It won't be the last time I preach on those two verses, but it is Romans 10:9-11.
係講到羅馬書第十章。
It says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord.
當我哋去開口承認主耶穌係我哋嘅主嘅時候。
And you believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead.
亦都相信神喺死裡面復活嘅時候。
And you will be saved. And it goes on and repeat it again in verse 10.
你就會被拯救，亦都係繼續不停咁樣去重複落去。
Let me tell you something. This is so important to understand.
呢個係好重要去明白呢一個嘅真理。
Sometimes we as Christians, we just believe, that's all.
有陣時我哋作為基督徒，我哋就好似就咁盲目去相信。
And you know, I come to CBC, I believe.
And
so we think that we have this faith, you know, we have this faith, and I must be saved. But that's not what it says. This is one of two things. First, you have to believe, you have to have faith, and second, you have to confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. Now I'll tell you what it means.
第一樣嘢我哋係要開口去承認，都要去心裏面去相信。
I've witnessed to so many people who believed. I have witnessed to people who said to me, Pastor, I believe everything you say. But I don't want to become a Christian. Do you know there's lots and lots of people that would do that? They do that because they don't think they need to be saved. So you're saved, that's fine, you know, that's your business. I'm saved too in my own way. And by the way, believe what you say.
佢都係相信你係會被拯救。
There's a couple of situations I want to share with you.
有兩個嘅情況，我先想同大家分享嘅。
Do you know there's something called demon faith?
大家有冇去？大家諗過係去相信呢個嘅係邪靈
或者魔鬼咧？In my studying of the passage, you know, and I'm studying, I thought, oh, there's demon faith. Demon faith. Demons have faith.
我哋都講到呢啲嘅魔鬼係有呢個信心嘅。
Do you know the demons believe everything in the Bible? You know that, right? Everything in the Bible.
这个魔鬼是相信在圣经上面所讲的所有的事情。
And they hate it. They believe everything in the Bible.
他是很是不喜欢在圣经上面所讲的事情。
You know, demons know what's going to happen.
这魔鬼是知道是将会发生
以后的事情。Demons are not heretical at all. They're not heresy. Demons are very orthodox.
他们是非常的传统。
Because they know it's true.
因为他们知道这个是正确的。
In fact, all right, demons have been in the church a lot.
很多时候我们会在教里面见到这些魔鬼。
They probably go to church more than people.
很多时候他们会去教会还多过人去这个教会。
But they don't believe.
但他们不相信。
The way we need to believe, right?
但他们不相信我们所相信的。
They can't, even if they did, it doesn't matter. They're demons, all right? They have no chance of being saved.
他们是没有机会去被任何的拯救。
I'll tell you something demons will never do.And in the few times that I was a part of spiritual deliverance and all that, I tell you this is the case.
很多時候我哋講到屬靈嘅事情，我同大家講呢個係非
常真實嘅。They will never confess that Jesus is Lord.
佢哋唔會講主耶穌基督係主。
Never.
佢哋唔會嘅。
It's interesting in Matthew chapter 19.
喺呢個馬可福音第十九章。
In Matthew chapter 19, Jesus encountered the rich young ruler, you remember. Rich young ruler, 很有錢的。So he came to Jesus and he talked about, you know, what must I do to inherit eternal life, right?
我們講到是他的財產和他的
And Jesus told him some things. He said, I've done this all my life. All my life, I followed everything. I believe everything, right?
我的一生里面都是去跟从这些事情。
In fact, he would be an excellent Baptist candidate.
他可能是一个好的受，即是去浸礼的人。
I don't think we can get a better Baptist than that guy. 他很浸信会的
人。他是一个很浸信会的人。
Okay. And then what did Jesus do?
但耶稣说什么呢？
He says, oh, okay, go and sell everything you have and give to the
poor.
And what did he do? Turn around and walked away. Now, I want you to know something. To be a Christian does not mean you have to give everything to the poor. That's not the criteria. Because we have to give everything to the poor, then they have to give everything back to us.
当你去俾啲佢穷人嘅时候，佢要将所有嘅都会俾翻我
哋。That's not the criteria that you have to be poor.
呢个唔系一个嘅首先嘅条件。
But the criteria is that you have to believe and you have to confess that Jesus is your Lord.
我哋首先嘅系要去开口承认，同埋去相信主耶稣基督系主。
What does it mean if Jesus is your Lord?
我哋作为一个，即系我哋讲主耶稣基督系我哋嘅
主系咩意思咧？The word in the Greek is the word kurios.
我哋講到係 curious 呢個嘅名詞。
And that word means that he is sovereign in your life.
佢係我哋生命裡面有呢個主權。
100%。
100%有我哋。
Let me give you two illustrations to understand. First of all, I heard this from a youth of Christ when I was a young teenager.
當牧師年輕嘅時候，佢係向年輕人去有呢個嘅講道。
You want to go buy a new car?
當你買一架車嘅時候。
Well, us Chinese, we usually don't buy new cars. We buy second-year-old because it's better deal, right?
我哋作為中國人，可能就唔會買一手
車或者二手車。Whatever, we go buy a new car. We go to, of course, a Honda dealer, right?
我哋或者去一個嘅品牌一個車行。
And there we got our Honda Odyssey or Honda, what is it, HR-V or whatever those things, CR-V, right? Those are our favorite cars.
我哋講到好多唔同嘅品牌嘅類型，好似話 CR-V 有 Odyssey。
And you paid your $30,000, whatever it is, you say, I'll come back next Tuesday. You're going to get your car.
我哋俾咗，譬如話$30,000，你下個星期再翻嚟攞車啦。
You come back next Tuesday, you go in, and the guy says, "Good thing I got your car."
當你禮拜二去攞車嘅時候，啊，我已經有架車準備俾你攞啦。
He goes in the back, he comes back out with a steering wheel, a set of keys, and a brake pad.
當你去呢個時候，就係見到一個嘅車咯，又或者係鎖匙，又或者係一個拉呢個嘅brake 嘅一個。
And he said, "Here's your car."
呢個就係你嘅車啦。
I don't think so.
當然唔係啦。
That's not my car. I paid for the whole car.
这个不是我的车，我整个车用真金白银买的。
See, God paid through Jesus Christ our Lord for your whole life.
神是用了主耶稣基督一个他的完全的生命去换取你。
That's why his lordship is so important.
因为这个是在你的生命里面是最重要的。
That's why we have to confess that Jesus is Lord.
所以我们要开口承认主耶稣基督是我们的
主。It's not semantic. Let me tell you the difference we see. Some people say Jesus is my savior.
我们讲到有之后，有些人说主耶稣是我的救主。
Of course he's our savior.
当然是我们的救主。
But is he your Lord?
祂亦都是你的主。
Because the scripture doesn't say savior, it says Lord.
因为在经文里面不是说救主，祂是你生命的主。
When I gave my life to Jesus Christ, I asked Jesus to become my savior of my sin and my Lord.
当牧师开口承认主耶稣基督的时候，祂是将祂的生命全然交给祂，祂是祂
的主。Every single person I have baptized, I don't know how many people I've baptized, maybe over 1,000 people, I've always asked them this question, will you serve Jesus from now to the day he comes back?
当牧师系同系佢过往嗰几千人去受浸嘅时候，佢总会问一个问题：你愿唔愿意用你嘅一生去侍奉主耶稣基督
？Because it is about the lordship of Christ，
系讲到呢个嘅神系我哋嘅生命
嘅主。Did you know that in the Bible in the New Testament, right？
我哋讲到呢个嘅喺呢个新约入面。
Well, in the book of Acts, the word savior was mentioned twice。
我哋讲到喺使徒行传呢个嘅佢嘅救主系讲过两次。
The sovereign Lord, the Lord Kyrios, that name。Was mentioned 92 times.
我哋讲到系主权嗰个嘅主系讲咗好多次噶。
Let me tell you something. When someone says something again, 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 you know he's serious.
当一个人去重复不停去讲呢个嘅词汇嘅时候，呢个系好重要噶。
Did you know that in the whole New Testament that the word Savior, which is a precious word for us, was mentioned only 24 times?
大家有冇谂过喺呢个新约里面呢个救主呢个咁美好嘅名词，只系出现咗24次
？But the word Lord.Kyrios, sovereign Lord, was mentioned over 700 times.
讲到呢个主权嗰个嘅主系讲过700多次。
What God is telling us is that if we want to be saved and live out that life that God wants, Jesus has to be our Lord.
如果你要过一个生命系一个被主所拯救嘅生命，你要将你嘅生命去交俾主。
And that's why in Joshua here, this commands here.
这个就是在约书亚记里面神所讲到的
命令。That Joshua has to follow after the Lord.
我们讲到约书亚是要紧紧地去跟从主。
You can't just go in there and do whatever you want to do with your life.
他不是要在你的生命里面去求其去做一些事情。
Not if you're going to be God's people.
这个不是在我们作为神的子民应该要做的事情。
I want to tell you what's happening today.
我们讲一下今天所发生的事情。
There are so many churches.
我哋讲到好多嘅教会
，so many people in those churches，
好多教会里面嘅人或者会众
，that's totally changing the lordship of Christ。
我哋都系改变咗神喺我哋生命当中嗰种嘅主权。
You know what the sins are? Do you know the sins there?
大家都知道嗰啲嘅罪恶系乜嘢
？They say no, that's not really bad sins。
呢啲都唔系一啲好差嘅罪啫。
They're not even sins。
或者一啲都唔当系罪。
There are pastors that are preaching that I saw recently on video。
又係牧師亦都係見過有啲嘅牧者喺呢個嘅喺呢個嘅視頻上面去咁樣講道。
Even pastors in the Southern Baptist，
又或者係牧師或者係南德州嘅一啲嘅浸會嘅牧者。
That certainly homosexuality is just fine。
講到同性戀係冇乜問題嘅。
Gay marriage is just fine。
同性嘅婚姻係冇問題嘅。
And even abortion is just fine。
或者讲到堕胎都系冇问题嘅。
I don't know. I've been a pastor 39 years. I don't know. Maybe one day I'm just gonna have. I don't know. Is it gonna happen here?
牧师唔系好清楚。虽然佢做咗呢39年牧师，唔知道呢个情况会唔会再发生。
So the commands of God don't matter anymore.
就好似讲到神嘅命令唔再紧要。
But see, Joshua heard the commands of God.
但系约书亚听到神嘅命令。
He knew what he had to do.
佢知道佢应该点样去做。
And he heard the conditions of God.
佢都聽到神俾佢嘅一啲嘅條件。
You know, God has a great plan for you.
神喺你嘅生命裏面有一個好美好嘅計劃。
And God has this plan. This is kind of how I see God's plan according to the Word of God.
我哋係根據咗神聖經嘅話，要去知道神俾我哋嘅計劃係點。
You know, I totally believe that the moment you're born, God has this perfect straight line plan for you. Straight line.
当我哋系去出生或者被创造嘅时候，好似一条直线，神知道咗你嘅计划系点
样。I believe that God has a plan for your future, for your spouse, for your children, all these things.
佢都知道神俾你嘅计划，亦都知道咗俾你嘅配偶或者系仔女嘅计划。
But as we live and grow, you know, because we're sinners, things start to mess up, right?
當我哋去成長，因為我哋都始終都係罪人，我哋好多時候就會去偏離左右。
But you know what? He has this wider plan that you can mess up, but as you go there, in each moment, God has a plan for you. It needs to adjusting. It's like GPS, you know, recalculating, 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 right?
就好似睇到神嘅計劃係好闊大，雖然你偏左偏右，但總有一個嘅程式係將你去引翻去正中嘅位置。
But God's plan for you is great.
但神俾你嘅計劃係偉大的。
Now the more we mess up, the less great it is, but it's still great.
雖然我哋係會有犯錯嘅地方，但神嘅計劃都係偉大的。
And every time we repent, we go back to where God leads us.
當我哋去翻神帶領嘅方向嘅時候
，That includes everything, whether relationships, choices, whatever it is. We can botch up. We have done all kinds of things, but God still has a plan. Right at the moment, if you want to follow God, He will do it.
無論係我哋嘅選擇，我哋嘅所想。我哋都係知道，我哋去願意嘅時候，神亦都去將佢計劃去再次話翻俾我哋知道。
But every time you go back to God, you need to know something. God's conditions don't change.
當我哋再一次去回到神嘅面前嘅時候，神俾我哋嘅條件條約係冇變到。
Now we have the Ten Commandments as in the part of the picture there, but you know God said you're going to have to follow the things I lead you.
好似講到喺呢個嘅圖畫裡面有十戒，但係神同我哋講，我哋要跟住神俾我哋嘅計劃去引導我哋去做。
You can't just make up your own morality.
你不可以去自己去決定你自己的心性。
You can't say, you know what, Romans is no good. I'm throwing that out. I don't count that. You can't make up your own scriptures.
又好似話我哋唔中意羅馬書，我唔去理會羅馬書，我哋唔可以咁樣做。
Barbara and I have been just reading up, studying on worship music. Worship music.
牧師同師母都係讀過一啲嘅研究，係關於一啲崇拜嘅音樂。
Sometimes I get a little distraught over worship music.
有時候我哋會對於崇拜嘅音樂好似有啲苦惱。
I actually love the music here. I'm serious. I'm not just saying it.
牧師好喜愛我哋喺廣東堂嘅音樂。
I love hymns.
都係好中意好傳統嘅詩歌。
Barbara and I can sing different parts of hymns. She's a better singer than me, but I can't sing the bass and tenor and so forth.
牧師同師母都會唱喺個聖詩裡面唱唔同嘅部分。
If we just have hymns, I'll be happy as a lark. I'll be so happy.
牧師如果係有機會可以唱到一啲傳統嘅聖詩，
佢
就非常開心。
But young people have to sing other things.
好多時候年輕人想唱唔同類型嘅詩歌。
But I don't know. Have you heard the lyrics of these contemporary worship songs?
大家有冇聽過一啲呢啲咁嘅比較係即係新一代嘅詩歌裏面嘅歌詞咧
？They're unbelievably some of them so unbiblical.
好多時候我哋講到裡面嘅詞彙係唔合乎聖經嘅。
Some of them are like romantic songs that one boy will write to a girl.
就好似一個嘅好浪漫嘅一首男仔寫俾女仔嘅歌。
And it's like we can't treat our God like that.
我哋唔可以去將我哋嘅神係咁樣去處理。
And some of these songs, most of them actually come from very cultic ministries.
很多時候我們講到這些音樂是從一些是比較異端性的組織出來的。
In case you don't know, some of the biggest ministries in the world, one is from Hillsong and one is from Bethel.
很多時候 Hillsong 和 Bethel 就是出這些類型的詩歌比較多的一個組織。
Although there's a lot of good things that happen with those ministries, you need to understand where they are when it comes to morality and biblical theology.
但是當我們去講到這些組織背後一些神學的思想或者是一些它的背後的動機的時候，大家要
小心。So a lot of these songs actually come from Bethel.
有些詩歌是從 Bethel 來的。
Bethel is a cult.
是一個異端。
Kind of borderline.
好似差唔多係
For instance, I will tell you what they do. One of the things they want people to do is do something called grave soaking. Grave soaking.
好多時候佢哋會係去叫會眾去做一個事情，就係去grave soaking， 係將佢哋嘅苦楚去吸收佢。
我話俾你聽點做嘅，佢哋嚟咁啊，你咧就要去。去啲個 cemetery 嗰度咧，
咁你要去墳場喎。
墳場啊，個墳場好啊，好大名嘅，或者啊大名 A.B. Simpson 啊 ，or Charles Spurgeon 喺嗰度咧。
去一啲係好出名、好有啲出名嘅人撞咗嘅墳場。
唔知咧，你坐喺個墳場嗰度，坐喺嗰度 lay down on it，
佢就瞓低喺個墳場上。
好耐，咁呢個 spirit of this man will come up on you。
咁呢個人嘅靈魂就會嚟到你
度。嚇死人嗎？嚇死我啊！嗱，同埋咧呢個 Bethel 嗰度咧，啲人咧去個牧師同埋底啲人去咗天堂幾次噶啦，晚去翻去翻去翻去咁咧。同埋哦，我講中文。
That's good.
同埋咧教啲細蚊仔啊，佢有 This is true. It's online. They advertise it. 教啲細蚊仔咧，細蚊仔啊，我哋有班呢度，嗱，我哋教你點樣 How do you say resurrection? raise the dead.
復活。
復活啊！教你點啊？佢咧用啲toilet paper，
用啲廁紙
wrap up all the children， right？
去包住啲小
朋友。And then teach them how to raise that children from the dead。
點樣去教啲小朋友點樣從死裏復活
？I think that's borderline abusive， right？ I mean， are they teaching children how to raise people from the dead？ This is truth。This is you can find it online, okay?
呢個可以喺網上揾到呢啲嘅情況。
So, okay, you say, well, that's a crazy church, right? It's a big church, a very big church.
一個好大嘅教會都係可以話係比較瘋狂嘅教會。
But they're writing songs for the rest of us to sing.
但係佢係為著所有嘅基督教嘅地方去寫佢哋嘅詩歌。
This is Bethel Music, and it's also from a band called Jesus Culture. You know that. These are some of the most famous songs that you can hear on KSBJ.
呢啲可能係一個嘅喺基督教嘅電台 KSBJ 裏面成日都會有機會聽到
嘅詩歌。So get back to scripture here. God said to Joshua，
我哋睇翻經文。
There are conditions. You do not go off. You do not go make up your own plans.
神嘅命令就係你唔可以去左右去離開我嘅計劃。
So if you want the blessings of God in your life, that the plans that God has in mind for you, you gonna have to follow after God.
如果你要神去祝福你嘅話，你就要根據神嘅計劃去做。
I want to tell you, this is my passion, my desire.
这个是牧师的热心和热情。
I always say this.
牧师是会这样说。
I will always be faithful to the calling of God in my life and my wife's life.
我是永远会去尊重和顺从神在和我在师母身上的计划。
I will always be faithful to the word of God.
我是会对神的计划永远的忠心。
And I will always be faithful to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们永远对是主耶稣基督的福音去忠心。
I will never veer from that. If I ever did, throw me out.
我是永远不会偏离左右。如果是我有这样做的话，
If this church ever changes from the biblical standards of the Bible and the gospel message, I am out.
如果教会是，如果有一天是会偏离了这个的教导或者是这个的福音的中心的话，
And in case you think that can happen,
如果大家想是不是有这样的可能发
生呢？ Let me tell you, some of the churches that you think of are the best churches and best pastors. You can read up on it. I won't name names here, but some of them are starting to waver.
大家可能会听过或者有一些的大的牧者或者一些大的教会有一些的牧者都开始这样去偏离。
And even the pastors that we have had here preach right here are doing that right now.
又或者是有一些的牧者或者是曾经在这个讲台讲道的牧者都有一些是开始偏离。
God says to Joshua, okay, don't you dare waver.
所以神对约书亚说，你不可以偏离左右。
You are going to keep to the word of God.
你是要去完全的去服从神的话语。
And if you do that, I will bless your life.
如果你这样做的话，我就会祝福你的生命。
And you will succeed.
你就会成功。
No matter what you go through.
无论你经过任何的事情，
God has a big life for you.
神在你的生命里面有一个很美好
的生命。 Doesn't matter you are 20 years old, 50 years old, 80 years old, God has a big life for you.
无论你20岁、50岁、80岁，神都在你的生命里面有一个美好的计划。
You can do some awesome things impacting people for Jesus Christ.
你可以做很多美好的事情去影响到人的生命。
One person that impacted my life so much.
是曾经有一个人去影响到牧师生命是
非常的重要的。 Her name is Minnie, Minnie Gorham. She's German.
她是一个德国的人叫做 Minnie Gorham.
For 24 years,
在24年里面，
she prayed for me.
在这24年里面，
Every single day she prayed for me.
每一天都为牧师祈祷。
When I met her, she was 77 years old.
她是牧师认识她的时候是大概77岁。
I would visit her every single week.
每一个星期牧师都会去探访她。
Eventually, she got to a place and she had no family. She couldn't even get up. She was on the bed the whole time, 24/7.
所以这个姊妹是没有任何的亲人，她也是去年老到一个地步，只可以是睡在床上。
I remember when she turned 100.
当她去100岁的时候，
I visited with her.
她牧师去探她。
And she said, Pastor, I'm praying for you.
牧师，我为你祈祷。
She said, "I can't do much, but I can pray."
虽然我唔能够做咗啲乜嘢，但我可以为你祈祷。
I believe this woman sustained our ministry for 25 years in the church, last church that we were in New York.
呢个嘅姊妹嘅祈祷就系帮助我哋去维持住我哋喺纽约嘅事工咁长嘅时间。
She couldn't do anything for me in the last 15 years. She couldn't give me food. She couldn't give me tea. She could do nothing for me.
在最後那十五年，雖然她不能夠為我做任何事情，
But she made a huge impact in our ministry because she prayed.
就是因為她為我們祈禱，所以在我們的事工上面有這麼大的影響。
And when she died, I thank God for the life of Minnie Gorham.
當她是過身的時候，我很感謝神讓她有這麼好的經歷給我
們。 That's just one ministry, but there's so many that God can give to you.
這個只是一個的事工，神有很多的事工是等著你的。
Because God has a big life for you.
因为神在你的生命里面有美好的生命在当中。
Like Michelangelo said, I will cross out your desire and say larger, make it larger.
好像 Michelangelo 这样跟他学生说，他打个大的敲渣会跟他说，画大一点。
Because God has that in mind for you.
因为神在他的心里面有这样的计划。
Pray with me.
是这样祈祷。
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your hand in our lives.
主，我们感谢你，感谢你的生命的手 在我们的生命
里面。I pray for each person here that you will make their lives big.
我们都是求你都是令到当中每一个人的生命都是巨大伟大。
Oh Lord, for your honor and glory and for our blessings.
我们都是将一切的荣耀颂赞都放在你的面前。
In Jesus' name we pray.
这样祈祷奉主圣名祈求。
Amen, amen. Thank you.